Good afternoon and welcome to the FTS bet slip for Friday the 8th of February. Apologies, I am late. Betfair decided mid-season to change the name of the German Bundesliga this morning. After I'd done about 3 hours work, I then realised I didn't have any German Bundesliga games and I've had to do everything again. So that is the reason why. Apologies. These curveballs in my system happen from time to time. Right, we have no racing till Wednesday at the earliest, so there won't be any racing talk for the next few days. Obviously, we've got a busy weekend of football ahead starting this evening. I'll start with a few low league mentions for today. One that you do want to get on if you can is Lincoln. Lincoln are home to Northampton on Betfair at the moment. There's small money at 1.96. Which is well worth taking if people can get it and get on. Lincoln in League 2. And I think the price on Pinnacle is round about 1.85. I'm just checking that for you as I'm here. Pinnacle site is to navigate. What price are Lincoln? Lincoln are 1.869 on Pinnacle. So particularly if you can beat that price, if you can beat that price at William Hills, Ladbrokes, whatever, I haven't got odds checker up and had a look at it. So on Pinnacle it's 1.86. If you can beat that price by kickoff tomorrow, then I recommend that as a bet. Lincoln home to Northampton in League 2. Apologies for stuttering my way around there. Just navigating the Pinnacle site. Away mentions, I've got Crewe at Macclesfield, and no, it's not because of I'm bitter because of Sol Campbell. Crewe look a good bet against Macclesfield. Again, we've got to wait for the market to settle down on Betfair. It's at the moment 2.48 on one side and 2.64. I'll be looking to back Crewe if they're anything round about above 2.4. Or lay Macclesfield. Macclesfield are lay at the moment, a 3.2. Again, that will settle down. Good way to play these away mentions is to lay the home team and get the draw on your side as well. So I may well look to lay Macclesfield if there's some money there tomorrow. It all depends how that market settles down over time. And Scotland, which has been an unhappy hunting ground the last couple of weeks on the podcast, but hopefully, you know, that's just variance and it will turn round. I've got one in each league, one in League One. Montrose away to Stenhouse Muir. Montrose round about the 2.1 mark. If I can get anything above even money, again, I'll be looking to back Montrose or lay Stenhouse Muir. Just depends how the pricing works out on that when there's some money in the market. And in Scotland, League 2, it is Clyde away to Annan. Again, if I can get Clyde above 2.2, or lay Annan when the market settles down. There's only £40 matched in the market there on that game. And I don't have the use of bookmakers. So if you can back Clyde above sort of 2.2, then do. I'll be waiting to see what happens on Betfair sort of tomorrow afternoon. Or I might have to get one of the racing guys if they're out and about in the shops to put some money on for me on the away win. But the home lay is a good move in these mentions if you don't mind laying sort of up prices 3.5, 3.6. So the home mention, Lincoln, very keen on that as a home win. And the aways are Crewe at Macclesfield, Montrose at Stenhouse Muir and Clyde at Annan. Both of those in Scotland, those last two. I have a couple of 1.5 goal trades tonight and they'll literally be, again, waiting sort of 20 minutes. We seem to, as Joe said on Twitter, be able to get a goal when we say 20 minutes. The goal goes in on 20 minutes, not giving us a chance to get in. But hopefully these are goalless for the first half of the first half. In 5:30 in Bundesliga 2, Jan Regensburg versus Arminia Bielefeld. And 8 o'clock in the Spanish Segunda, Gijon versus Osasuna. Both those games, I will wait sort of 20 minutes. If it's still 0-0 after 20 minutes, I will start feeding in a 1.5, over 1.5 back. And I'll feed that in sort of from 20 through to 35 minutes. And if a goal goes in that I can remove the liability on the unders and just leave profit, then that is exactly what I will do. If a goal goes in late, so let's say a goal goes in 80 minutes and the only situation I can leave myself is red, I'll actually let the bet run and leave it as a bet. And, you know, in a fair number of the games, we get a second goal late on and we cop the lot. So that's literally how I play those. So that is it for today. Obviously, I'll be back tomorrow and there'll be a lot more, but we haven't got any racing. So just again, the mentions: home, Lincoln, aways, Crewe, Montrose and Clyde. And on the aways, you may want to lay the home side. You know, so either back the away team or lay the home side. And the trades for tonight: 5:30 Yen, Regensburg versus Arminia Bielefeld, and 8 o'clock Gijon versus Osasuna. Just briefly, thank you very much for the feedback. Yesterday's podcast, it went down really well, it seems. And obviously now, having done that, I will do some more podcasts, you know, add some more advice into the Bet Slip podcast. I've got a few topics people want to cover, staking, etc. So over the sort of coming weeks, I will feature those into the podcast on quieter days when I've got time. So have a great weekend. Let's hope Friday gets us off to a good start. And I will be back with you earlier tomorrow morning. Thanks very much.